Producing Arch Top Fiber, my name's Phil. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just got connected a couple days ago. Yesterday. I'm not sure, but either way, the password for the Wi-Fi was given to me. However, I can't find it. And is it on the bottom of the device? Because I don't know where else to look.
So for your Wi-Fi password, the easiest way to find that out is, have you downloaded and installed our HomePass?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me go to HomePass. HomePass. All right, so I'm logging into HomePass, and I'm looking at the primary password, but it's not allowing me to see it. It's allowing me to copy it, but not to see it.
All right. So if you want me, so do you have multiple devices connected to your service already?
I've got the phone that I'm talking on. I'm trying to get my laptop to.
Okay. Can I get your name, sir?
David Radovanovich.
How's it going today, David?
I've been better.
All righty. Real quick, David, just to make sure I'm going into the right account, can you please tell me what is your service address?
100 Dock Street, Sorgatese, New York.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file?
It should be david@whatsthebigidea.com.
Thank you very much for that. And what speed of service do you have with us?
It's 2 gigs.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, I see the password. Let me see if I can type it in. It's a long one. I can shorten this, can I?
Yes, from the home pass, you should be able to shorten it up.
I can change it.
You can completely change it if you want to, yes.
0A2200. I'm not worried about anyone stealing my internet. All right, cool. So I'm connected. Let's see, try it again. Let's see. Yeah, there it goes. The other thing is I've got a Unify Ubiquiti mesh system, Wi-Fi and mesh, which I'd like to use. However, when the techs were here installing it and I made a comparison, the speed was significantly slower on my Ubiquiti, which I'm shocked, but I don't know if you're familiar with the brand. Or
I'm a little bit familiar with Ubiquiti. So this is a limitation of a lot of current devices. It's specific devices, unless they are rated for the speed of internet of which we can provide, you will see that downfall of, you know, speed of internet service and everything. And that's something that's on the devices themselves. With Ubiquiti, I know they do make models that can handle 1 gig plus network connections. The problem being is they get expensive. They get really expensive.
But I'm talking about, this is a $300-some-odd modem. Wi-Fi, and I've got a mesh system out on the roof. That's, you know, that cost me another. So these aren't cheap devices.
No, not at all. I know for a fact that Ubiquiti devices aren't, you know, cheap, just as you put them.
I'm just wondering. What I want most of all is to be able to use the mesh system outside on the roof, so I get a longer. So I gotta have something that's compatible with your device, or just swap over to my device.
Okay. So may I ask, what speeds are you seeing on your Ubiquiti?
I don't know offhand, but it was about one third the speed. I can do a speed test right now on the if that would be helpful.
So
but I just disconnected Spectrum, so it's not going to do me any good. I mean, I would have to connect. Was it HomePass? Yeah. I would have to connect. I would have to get off this internet with you right now, which I'm on, and swap out modems, swap out Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And that would disconnect me.
Yeah, that's not something we always want to. We don't want to see. Real quick, let me run this real quick. Let's see what we got. It looks like you did just run a speed test most recently, and it's looking like you're getting 2,006.43 megabytes down, and 2,156.66 megabytes up, and that's at the modem. So again, the differential that you're going to see is going to be at with the devices that, you know, go out.
You get where I'm going with this. I want to be able to maintain the speed and use my mesh.
No, and I understand that. So, I believe I did talk to you before. Let me double check my notes we have, because I believe I did speak to you before about this. Apparently, no one left notes on the account, but we do have notes here.
This is the first time I'm calling about this, so I'm not going to talk to you. So I don't know, but either way, I want to be able to use Ubiquiti and maintain the speed, so...
So you are free to, if you would like to, you are free to change over to, if you want to use your own modem for the Ubiquiti modem that you have. You are free to do so. The equipment that you have from us here at Archtop Fiber is what is recommended. This is so that if you have any kind of troubleshooting issues, we can help you down the road. I can double but we do have another service we have that's usable. For something like if you're using a Ubiquiti, we can look into it and try to do a reset through that other system as well. So if you would like to try and use your Ubiquiti system, you are free to do so.
I know I'm free to do so. It's just that I don't want the speeds to go down. So I'm wondering, should I reach out to Ubiquiti, or is it something that you've had experience dealing with this modem?
For the lack of speeds that you're suffering through Ubiquiti, honestly, this sounds like this is going to be something you'll need to troubleshoot with Ubiquiti themselves. I've had a chance before even working here to speak with some of their customer service reps, and they're very helpful. If they need something if you need help with the troubleshooting of speeds with their devices, they're usually really good and helpful with making sure those happen. So for something like this, because it doesn't seem like anything's coming through and is wrong on our side, this does sound like this is something that is coming up with Ubiquiti themselves.
So I guess I answered my own question, and I should call them. Is that right?
I would recommend contacting Ubiquiti, since they are the ones who are maintaining essentially your Meshify system. Because I know Ubiquiti devices, they can handle our speed of internet without any issue.
Yeah.
This sounds like this is an issue with something going on with their devices. So I would give them a call as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, David?
No.
All right.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Have a good day.